Now let me introduce you to Julia Aguilar. Julia.
Hello there. My name is Julia Aguilar, and I have worked in, with Providence Healthcare in the Mount St. Joseph site for 16 years. In May the 22nd, I was starting an intravenous line in an HIV-positive patient, and I tried to catch the vein. Couldn't do it at the first try. Then I withdrew the needle a bit to try again. When I moved the needle a little bit out, the needle sprang from the skin of the patient and came to stick on my finger. At that time, that was kind of shock for me because I knew the patient was HIV positive. No, I tried to look calm and not to let her know that I have poked my finger, explaining her that I would try to get another nurse to start her intravenous. Went to the bathroom and started milking my finger. Warm water and milking and milking and milking until I thought that I'd bleed enough. Then I went to emergency. And the doctor saw me and gave me the first dose of the antiretroviral treatment. I had to take 8 pills 3 times a day. That has to go for 28 days. I don't know how expensive it was. The only thing I knew that from St. Paul, they couldn't send the medicine by courier or by taxi. I had to go personally to pick the medicine up because they told me it's a very, very expensive medication. When I start taking it, after the second day, I start feeling stomach symptoms, the upset stomach, nausea, vomiting. Then by the fourth day, on top of that, you have diarrhea. And as the time goes by, you start having dizziness because you don't eat, you cannot eat, you cannot drink. Dizziness, weakness, and until by the about a 10-day of treatment, you had to lie down in bed and don't move because you are not able to. I had to go on WCV and stay home for 2 weeks to finish the treatment. Then my first test, 6 weeks after the POC, was negative. Then the second test also was negative, but I'm still not off the hook yet. I have to go for a 6-month, another test, and then for a year. My case will be closed when the year after test is negative. Then this is a big impact on your family. I have a large family. I have beautiful grandchildren, and you cannot help but you get emotional thinking that you contracted an illness. It's not that you may have it. For you, it's like you have contracted an illness, and thinking what is going to be after you. How long am I going to see them? Am I going to see them going to elementary school? Am I going to see them graduating from elementary? And I couldn't even make plans for seeing them to go to high school because I knew if I contracted, I cannot do it. I'm so blessed now that all the tests has been negative until now, and we pray together as a family that the rest of tests are going to be negative too. Thank you.